It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. With Michigan voters facing six questions on November's ballot, the election could be a bit confusing and frustrating for some people. Over the next few weeks, we'll be taking a closer look at those questions. Today, we start with the two proposals focused on collective bargaining. Proposal 2 would protect collective bargaining in the state constitution, and Proposal 4 would reinstate collective bargaining for home health care workers. Joining us to look at these questions are Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics. So let's start with Proposal 4, which I think is a bit confusing for voters. Susan, why were home health care workers a point of focus when it came to collective bargaining? That seems very specific.
These are workers that generally are receive very low pay, and obviously unions who have shrinking membership are always looking for new workers to organize.
Service Employees International Union, SEIU, they're the union that are really behind this effort to get this on the ballot. They collected the petition signatures. They're the ones that have unionized the home health care workers, at least until that unionization was cut off. And so all of organized labor doesn't really have a dog in this fight, but I would imagine most union members, at least in theory, would support this ballot proposal, but other unions are really diverting most of their resources into the battle on behalf of Proposal 2, which you're going to get to in a minute. And that's why I've said all along, you know, Proposal 4 could actually lose on November 6th. And if Proposal 2 passes, it's really going to go into effect anyway.
Speaking of Proposal 2, which would protect collective bargaining rights in the state constitution for workers in the public and private sectors, this is a question many say is an effort to prevent right-to-work legislation from being passed by Republicans in the legislature. Besides unions, who else is backing this proposal? Susan?
There are some education groups. Michigan PTA just came on board. You know, obviously it's an array of unions, the firefighters, UAW, et cetera.
Where are we seeing pushback from, Bill?
Well, almost the entire business community. I mean, virtually everybody other than organized labor is on board against this. So that's what the battle is all about.
I want to hear from both of you on this question. Well, what happens with this proposal simply come down to how people feel about unions. Susan, I'll start with you.
Actually, I don't think it will. I think that the determinative ad that was run was actually not on the issue of unions. It was on this side issue that Proposal 2 is going to let child molesters into the classroom. I think that's where a lot of people became very queasy about this amendment. Not as much on their dislike of unions, but on their fear of what might happen to their children.
Is that fear founded in fact?
No, but that's never stopped people from running ads on things before.
True. Bill, what about you? Do you think this is a question about how people in Michigan feel about unions?
I think it is, in part. I don't think there's any question about that. I think Susan is right that, you know, we get into what are the ramifications of this language if it gets inserted in the Constitution, and that's where you get into things like what would it do that is bad. But on the other hand, you know, there is enough stuff going on behalf of organized labor that gives a lot of people in the public pause. And I think the real question also, we've got to remember, we look at these two proposals and the other three proposals on the ballot that would amend the Constitution. There's this argument out there that, look, this is something that shouldn't be in our Constitution. This should be fought out, as it always has been for 170 years in Michigan, in the legislature and with a governor, and you shouldn't cement it in the state constitution.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Bill Ballinger is editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Susan, Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.